All right. Anyways, I want to thank Rabbi Cohn for coming far distance. And the Maisa, I say it, you know, I think people have heard me say it before, but I keep, I want to say it because I want you to know, I have a tremendous Shivish Rabbi Cohn, first of all, for who he, what he accomplishes, his dedication to Klal Yisrael and to helping people is unparalleled. And his work ethic and his hours that he puts in is just inspiring. But also on a personal level, I said many times, I have a tremendous debt of Hakaras HaTov. Probably would not be in Chofetz Chaim if not Rabbi Cohn. He was a very big hashpah on me when I was younger, and a very big hashpah on me when I was older. And it, you know, basically all the years that I was in the yeshiva, he was very much a hashpah on me. So we have tremendous Hakaras HaTov and appreciation, and I think it's really a great opportunity for all of us to hear from him.
Thank you so much for your kind and exaggerated words of introduction, but they are appreciated. You know, we're in a very difficult situation. I think some people are having fun with this Zoom, but most of us feel already harried and tried and just wish, besides the tsoras, but this whole phase would also be over. It's also very unfortunate that the two greatest weapons that we have to fight any tzora, which is the Koyach HaTorah, the Beis Medrash, and the Koyach HaTfilah, the Beis HaKnesses, both of these are being curtailed in a very dramatic way. I mean, this is a substitute, but, you know, it certainly is Eino Doime. So we're in difficult times on many, many levels. And any type of chizuk that we could get is always beneficial and appropriate. And if in that chizuk we could also find a way to improve ourselves, then we may have made more of a roshem on the broader matzav that we're in, the tzora that we're in, that we would ever realize. So it happens to be there's a posuk in Perek Gimel in Yoel. And it speaks there about the Achris Hayomim, which is not my specialty by any means. I don't know too much about that. But it says as follows. All those that call in the name of Hashem, that's the Poshit Pshat, will be, Yimolet will escape, will estitzora. Ki bahar tzioin uvirushalayim tia pleito. Because in Har Tzion and Yerushalayim, there'll be a place of Plato, Kasha Omer Hashem, as I've missed, Uvasuridim Asher Hashem Kirei, and by those unique people that are surviving, that Hashem will invite there. And this is the idea that if you're Hashem, immolate. And that's the way the Meforshim learn. But I happen to have found that there's a Sifri in Parshas Akev, and this is as follows. To go in the ways of Hashem. These ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum, V'chanu, Erech HaPayim, V'av Chesed, V'emes, Noitzeh Chesed, Lo Alofim, Noitzeh Ovo, V'afesh, V'chato, V'nake. V'omer Yoel, Kol Asher Yikro, V'shem Yimolet. So the Sifri asked the question, V'eich Ev Shaloi Lo Odom Likroi V'shem Hashem. Likore, it seems that he learned. To be called in the name of Hashem. Elo, Mahamokam Nikro Rachum Vechanun, Afato Hevi Rachum Vechanun. Vase Matnaschinom, Lechol Mach Kodesh Boruch Hu Nikro Tzadik, Tzadik Hashem Bechol Drov, Vechosi Bechol Masov, Fato Hevi Tzadik, Kodesh Boruch Hu Nikro Chosid, Vashenema, Vechosid Bechol Hevi Chosid. Vekach Nema Kol Asher Yikorei, Bishem Hashem Yimolet. In other words, what he said, what he seems to learn pshat in the posuk is, it isn't the calling b'shem Hashem that will save us, the tefillah, but it's rather being called b'shem Hashem. It's the midos, mahu rachum afato rachum, mahu chanun afato chanun, v'chulei v'chulei. So there seems to be a very interesting pshat in this nevuah of Yoel, and that is that which is going to bring about Har Yerushalayim, Har Tzion, Yerushalayim will be a plate, a place of escape from this of the Chevli Moshiach, that is, who are those that are going to have that plate? The ones whose are Deimel to Hashem, who are Mekayim the mitzvah of Loleches B'chol Drochov Mahurachum Atorachum. And I thought that that's very appropriate, because number one, it seems it's a formula to bring about change, to bring about Plato. We're looking for, there should be a mokum Plato. There should be an end to this Torah. There should be a place of refuge besides just going into our houses, that place of refuge. And okay, I don't know if I'm still on there, but something happened. Oh, okay. Am I here? Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, that happened here. I am not very technologically gifted, to say the least. No, I think that's not what was supposed to be here. No.
Okay, we're good.
Okay, forget it. It's okay. I'm sorry. The kids are, but the point is like this. The tikkun hamidos, the emulating the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it seems to be the schus that the Sifri learns pshat in the Novi, in the Posuk in Yoel, that's going to bring about this Plato. And therefore, I thought I would talk this evening about tikkun hamidos. You know, I think it's something that has been marginalized in Yah generations. The concept of meter front and center. A friend of mine always quotes his parents, his Holocaust survivor. He says he never heard the word afrumayid from his parents. He heard the word erlichayid. It was about erlichkeit. It was about integrity. It was about honesty. It was about midos and not about frumkeit. And today, you know, we're all limited. We don't have endless kriches, and certainly not endless kriches to use in the Avodas Hashem. And when we put the emphasis on certain things, it unfortunately sometimes detracts from the emphasis on other things. And I think a little bit the emphasis on tikkun hamidos may have maybe slacking a little bit today. And therefore, besides the fact that it seems to be, according to the Sifri, a formula to get out of this matzav, but I think besides everything else, it's something that's so critical. And therefore, I'd like to spend a few moments discussing this kind of tikkun hamidos. But it's something that, it's like the quotes that we hear from Chazal, from Rishonim, from olds, are sometimes a mind-boggling as to how important this is. For example, in Evan Shlomo, they're going a few different things. I'd just like to share with you these quotes. He says like this, the very first comment, Kol avodas Hashem toli b'tikkun hamidos. All of avodas Hashem, everything, is totally in tikkun hamidos. Sheheim kemo levush lahamitzvos. The levush, the garment that cover the mitzvahs and make the mitzvahs look better, I guess, and perform better. Uklali ha-Torah, b'chol ha-choytim, b'chol shuroshim b'midos. And all sin is rooted in midos. B'hamidos mishuroshim, a mystical thing, but Dalit just say this. He continues, Iker heyois ha-odom hu, lehishasek tomil b'shviras ha-midos. The Iker of a person is to constantly strengthen himself in refining his midas, in breaking the midas that are inappropriate. Vim lav, lo meloi chayim. If not, what's the point of living? What's it all about? We know the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Lech Lecha brings the posuk imas Hashem tzrufo, loy nitno chazal se, loy nitno hamitzvus elo litzaref kohenes abriyos. The whole purpose, the mitzvahs were only given for one purpose, to refine human character. That's the tachlis of all the mitzvahs, tikkun hamidos, and it's a lot of sense. We love lama lo chayim. What's the point of it all? Then he goes on to say something else. He says, "Kol ha tovos v'harois v'olam hazeh, all good and evil, and v'hakol al pi roiv, most of the time, lefi hamidos. It's according to a person's midos. Whether good happens, whether he behaves properly, whether he doesn't, and memela, whether he's rewarded for his good behavior or whether he's taken to task for his inappropriate behavior, it's all about midos." Then he goes on to a very interesting piece of advice, just like this: "Yesh mine prisus beodom shenitz mehem ayidei hamitzvus ayidei asiyas hamitzvus." There are types of lowliness in midos that a person can be saved from by doing mitzvahs. Many of the mitzvahs, if we read the Sefer Achinuch, we find that so many of the mitzvahs are geared to strengthen our midos. The mitzvahs of Ben Ol Mechaveroi and Chesed and Stoka and so many other things, midos directly. So he says, some of the prisus can be refined just through mitzvahs. The yeshe eino needs so mehen, but there are others that he cannot be rak b'teira levad, only through Torah, only through learning. That's the Torah as a borosi etzahora, borosi Torah tavlin law. Torah has such a koyach of shipur hamidus. A person is meshabed himself to Hashem, and he wants to connect with Hashem, and mele he has this cheshek to emulate Hashem. It does so much. But then he goes on and says, but there are some other midas that he cannot be saved from. Only if he sees fit to work on improve those midas. Only if he's willing to work on Teichochos Musa, to actually learn Musa, not even learning, not enough for Torah for certain leaders, that it has to be mamish to learn Musa, to accept the Teichochot, to accept the reprimand, to accept, to be able to be mafrish between the good and the bad. The Chochmas HaMusa that tells us, that describes us, that allows us to understand the difference between good and bad. All of that is what he does, and there are many, many midos that even the mitzvahs that are geared to tikkun hamidos, even the Torah which has not be impacted properly, will not be changed unless through teichochas musar, a person really learns musar. And I assume, in a sense, it's a remez to Reb Troil's different categories of musar, the chochmas hamusar, so you can understand the difference, and the musar is fabulous, so you can internalize it. And of course, the mitzvahs and the other things are part of the chinuch hamusar, that does acts which also have a hashpah on him, but without Musa, he says, these midas cannot be. So midas are critical, they're going, seems to be, and they have to be worked on many fronts. And it seems that even though a person is doing mitzvahs, and even though a person is learning Torah, unless he's focused on limud ha-musa, he will not be able to take care and rectify and change all of the midas that need him to that need to be addressed. There's something very interesting. It's quoted often, but I would like to share with you a little bit of a lengthy excerpt from it. It's from the Sha'arei Kedusha of Reb Chaim Vital, Chachmei Tzofas, in the time of the Beis Yosef. We've learned with them. I don't know exactly the there was definitely a real learning connection there. They were together, and he has in his Sha'arei Kedusha, he writes as follows. He says, "Vehen hamidos kisei v'yasod v'shoyresh el hanefesh, the seat and the foundation and the root to the nefesh, well, you know, to that and that high nechelik elikami mal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into each one of us, which is the seichel that we have, the tzelem elikim, asher bo tluin taryag mitzvahs ha-Torah." Yeah, it's in that is totally all of the mitzvahs. The nefesh or elyoina hasichlis is responsible for all the mitzvahs ha-Torah, but the midos are the foundation of that nefesh or elyoina hasichlis. Miklis. Ulikoch, he says, Ein Hamidos Michag Mitzvahs. Yeah, they're not included in Tariq Mitzvahs. I don't know what he does with Valach the Bedrochov. Maybe he does that with actions instead of the Midos. I don't know. He says, V'omnom Hein Hachonois Ikorioisus Bekiyumon Oiba Bitulon. They are the major preparation to accomplish the Tariq Mitzvahs, both Bikiyumon to accomplish to them. It was all totally in Midos. Lefikoch, Inin Amidos Horois, Koshim Mino Averois, Smon Meoid Meoid. Therefore, he says that Midos Rois are worse than Averis, Meoid. Very, very much so. Very strong words. Over there, Tovin, he says, Inin Mashom Chazal, Hey Omid Beis, Kol HaKoyes Kiloir David Zorah. He says, what Chazal saying? If you're Koyes, Kas is a Midos Roa, you're Kiloir David Zorah, Mamish. Why? Shehi hayeser shkula kekol hatariyag mitzvahs. Because Avodah Zorah is the most representative of being shokul keneged tariyag mitzvah. Avodah Zorah is the negation of tariyag mitzvahs. And when you're koyis, kilo avodah zorah, because you cannot, you've impaired all of your shmiras of the tariyag mitzvahs because of this midah ro. V'nimtzo ki yoyser tzorech li zoyer mi midah sarois. Therefore it comes out that are careful from bad midos, even more than the kiyum hamitzvus. If a person is about midos toivos, then it's going to be easy for him to do all the mitzvahs. Everything becomes much easier. He says, "Omu Chazal, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Pei Aleph on the days, Ezehu ben Olam Habo." Kol shehu shach ve'anveson. He's an onov and he doesn't hold too much of himself. Ukeela Rabbi. He said there's many things like that in Chazal. He said lo yizochru behem kiyum amitzvus. I didn't say who's a ben olam habo. One who observes. All they seem to do is to give examples of midos. All you need is midos for ben olam habo. He says elo hamidos hatovos. He says, put these things in front of your eyes, riach lisofik. So this amazing equation, or more than an equation, an imbalance between midas toivos and even shmiras hamitzvahs, greater than the tariyag mitzvahs. This is the ezehu ben olam haba. This is the key to olam haba. This is the key to be able to perform the mitzvahs. This is more important to be zoyer in midas or from midas rois than even from averus v'atzman. A very strong worded and very powerful forceful comment in terms of how significant and how important it is to have these midas tevis, and for a person to work on those midas in order to make sure that they are that they take effect and that he benefits from them. Now, I just thought I would bring an example of something else. Okay, there's in the last shiur in Kiddushin, in Reboruch Ber, in the Birka Shmuel, in Chav Zayin, it said, Shuvah Torah Ve'echot Ba'ashkenaz B'din Elimut the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But he quotes here in the Shar Shlishi, Prayosha Rabbeinu Tam. And listen to what he says. This is a quote. He says, V'zeh L'shoyne, V'efshe Shetiyeh Roiv HaChochmo Mashchis u'mechaser ho'emun. He says it's possible. Roiv chochma could be mashchis emuna. Let's say you learn chochmas chitzonius, chochmas of apikursus. Could that be mashchis the emuna? Could go in chochmas apikursim, v'haminim, v'philosophim, asher eino ma'aminim b'teiro hakdosha. Yeah, he says ehu mipnei roya chochmosom. He says that can't be because she is kabetz. He says that it isn't the chokhmah alone. You learn these this apikursis. You learn all kinds of foreign ideas or antithetical to Torah. But he says that doesn't do it alone. He says this will only when it's the combination of those ideas which put bizarre ideas into his head, but kas chokhmah roh levra umidas gruis ta'abedu emuna ad tachlisa. That will cause the total destruction of emuna. That a person who is exposed to even all kinds of inappropriate philosophies is not going to succumb unless there's more, unless there's midas rois. And he says, sex or abo mipnei halev or abilvad. The love will not be when these things, ideas go into the heart, and there are these midos rois that are there that precede them, then that can destroy them. He says that it creates within him, it dispels Hashem, and it puts in its this hashchosa, this maya nirpos, this muddy source, wellspring of ideas, and it's all impacted. So it's a very interesting thing. Basically, what he says is that a person who is exposed to all type of foreign ideas is not necessarily going to be devastated by them, but it depends upon it. It depends upon the midas in the heart. It's not an intellectual thing, and we know this to be true. We know that philosophy and all these things, they're not intellectually challenging to us. There are really no intellectual questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if he told us, we probably would weigh what he's saying. But it's the emotions, it's the midas. When the midas are mushchosos, then when you hear these things, it destroys the avas Hashem. It's mekalkel the heart completely, and this makes the person midas rois vulnerable to all types of inappropriate things. Now we talk about midas. What are we talking about? So I thought that I would just there's a very interesting sefer. It was written about 140 years ago. It's called Oirach Meishorim. It's a Panorach Lemidois. And interesting, he goes and he codifies, he brings a lot of halachas in different midas. But listen to his table of contents. A year of Ava, Kovod Hashem, Avas Beinu, Kovod Bnei Odom, Shaloi Levayish, Gaiva, Shaloi Lelech Roche, Loi Leshaker, Loi Lekalel. Here, Hur Taiva Vechimud, Chshat, Tzar Balei Odom, Tzar Balei Chaim, Gemilas Chesed, Shalacherim, Kas, Nekoma, Netiro, Kino, Sino, Gnevas Das, Mirmo, Nemonus, Tashlume Toivo, Shaloi Lachshil Iver, Bal Tashlis, all kinds. He goes on and on and on. Positive meters, negative meters. There's so much to work on. Now, there's so much to work on, as everything else in Musa we know, that you can't work on everything all at once. And when it's tefasta meruba lo tefasta, and we have to start by something small that we can actually see the beginnings of positive results, and to continue to work with that until we reach a certain accomplishment in those midas, and then we continue to go on to move to other things. But I think it's so important, it's so appropriate to recognize that this is the key. This is the key to everything. Because midos tovos, that are the end is all about. But there's, you know, we all need incentives. We all need incentives. We live in an incentive world. We've been, actually the Torah itself gives us incentives to do good, because we're all human beings and we have to speak and incentivize at least the Yetzer Hara, that he should be willing to cooperate or not. And we know that so many beautiful things about a person who Hedus. Chazal say, for example, the way we conduct ourselves with our fellow Jew is the way Hashem conducts with us. And that says a lot to our situation today. Midas Tovus and Hatova and Chesed and Rachamim and these things which we have so many opportunities today to do. I mean, the opportunity to feel the Mida of Rachmanis, to listen attentive ear and with a graphic picture of all the suffering that's going on, can expand the Midas HaRachamim in us. And when that happens, Kol HaMarachim HaBriya is Chazal say, the Rachman Olav in HaShemayim, who has Rachmanis on people, will have Rachmanis on him in HaShemayim. So there's such an, it's such an opportunity to develop the Midas HaRachamim. So many people to come mushlomim in the Midas HaChesed, in the Midah of Avas Yisrael, in the Midah of Mesiras Nefesh, what doctors are doing, what nurses are doing, what Hatzolah people are doing, and so many others like them, and putting their lives on the line, day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute. And such an opportunity to grow in Midas HaRachamim, in Midas HaChesed, in Midas HaTova, in Midas HaZrizus. And these opportunities are, I'm sure, not only opportunities for our own growth in Midas, which again, this terrible, tragic situation that we're in is providing for so many people, but it's also a schus to end it, turn things around, to reduce the pain, to reduce the suffering, to reduce the anxiety, to bring about a speedy end to this terrible tragedy in the schus of the rachamim chesed and the hatova that shows so many of our people have been demonstrating and growing in through this unusual opportunity. But I'd like to focus maybe on one Mida Keneged Mida, which I think gives us a very graphic example of the power of this idea. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin, brings the Maaseh there, Rav Huna Bered Reb Yehoshua. He got very, very sick. Visit him, and he saw that the Cholish Le'alma, it was all. He ordered the Tachrichim. A little while later, he meets him. And he sees, he's fine. Hey, what happened to you? He says, you're right. I was chayiv misa. No question about it. I was, like they say, shenenta vivaita. You know, I was there. I'm almost there. But he says, because I'm a maver al midosof, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the instruction that we cannot touch him. We have to be mavir on his averus. Because Chazal say, mido keneged mido, kol ha mavir how does it say over al pesha? If this person is over al pesha, is mavar l'midos, then mavir lo al kol pshov. We too, mido keneged mido, have to be mavir, and we ask Hashem, and He says because of the fact that he was mavir, Baruch Hu instructed the pamalish shemaylo cannot. They cannot execute him, even though he was chayiv misa. So we ask a question. If Mavar al Midos is such a gewaltic thing, it has such a koyach, why didn't it tip the scales in the first place? Why was he chayiv misa? But he was chayiv misa. He should have died, but Mavar al Midos, mavir lo kol pshov. It seems that Mavar al Midos is not necessarily strong enough to tip the scales all the time. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But it's an outside, I call it an entitlement program that Hashem created. Besides Mishpat, and besides what Rashi says, Hik de midas harachamim v'shotfu v'midas ha-mishpat, Rashi in Bereishis, v'yoyim ha-seis Hashem alikim, who took rachamim and made it a shuf in the Mishpat. Of course, we know Hashem's Mishpat is also the greatest chesed because we earn what we deserve. If there's no one, we're sufa. We can appreciate it. We have ownership on it. But even after the Mishpat Shutuf together with the Rachamim, sometimes a person is not Zoyche. But there's another thing. It's like a program that Mida connect Mida. You're a Mavir ala Midas. Mavir lo kushov. Mavir, Mavir. You overlook, we have to overlook. In din, you didn't deserve it. You chayev misa. But we can't. We can't. We can't do it. This extra thing, this extra schus, Mavir lo al kol kshov. The Maisa, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, has a similar vort on the Gemara in Tainis of Chofei. The Gemara says there that there was a batzeres. Also went and said 24 brochis, nothing happened. Rabbi Kiva goes up to the Omer and he says, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu Rachim Aleinu, I think those two, and Yorduk Shomim. A baskoil comes out and says, Loi mipnei shezeh godol mizeh. Hey, Rabbi Akiva is not greater than Rabbi Lozer. Elo shezeh hoya midoysev. Zeh lo hoya ma'ava midoysev. Rabbi Akiva was a ma'avra al midoysev. He was a mavater. He overlooked things that people did inappropriately to him. And Rabbi Lozer wasn't. Frecht Rabbi Yisrael Salant. If he was a ma'avir, he wasn't a ma'avir. So what he means, loi mipnei shezeh godol mizeh? Greater. He was even a ma'avra al midoysev. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, Belozer was Shamuti. He was a Talmud from Beis Shammai. And their shita in Das Torah was that you're not supposed to be, you're supposed to be more makbir on Kovet HaTorah and less ma'avra lamidus. And he was a tzaddik just like Rabbi Akiva. He followed his Rebbe, he followed his Messiah, and he was as godel as Rabbi Akiva was. But Rabbi Akiva was mitalmid Beis Hillel. And their shita was ma'avra lamidus. And even though loy zeh godel mizeh, but if you're ma'avra lamidus, it evokes a mido keneged mido ma'virin loy al kol pshov, and mido keneged mido Hashem has to answer. Oh, Rabbi Lozer was just as great in not being ma'vir, but when it comes to being answered, when it comes to overlooking our averus, when it comes to rachmi d'shmaya, that ma'vir al amido is so powerful, you know. We every day in the korbanos, if everybody says by the Akedas Yitzchok, we say Kimoy Shekovash Avraham Avinu Esrachum Aviben Yechidoy VeRotzo Lishchaytoy Soy Kedei Anecho Ken Yichbishu Rachamecho. Kimo that Avraham Avinu was koivish his rachamim to be ready to shech the son Yitzchok. Ken Yichbishu, you should, your rachamim should be koivish, should overpower your kas, and you should tell us, and you should protect us, and you should. As Kasso, you go Rachamecho am Yosef, put Rachmonis on us, and as Ikonis Itonu lifni Mishuas Dinecho, and so forth. So here too, we invoke a Mida Keneged Mida. We say Avram Avin's Koyveish is Rachamov. We ask you, Hashem, to do Kvisha, not your Rachamim, but let your Rachamim be Koyveish, your Kas. And neither can I get neither, you should save Klal Yisrael. And so this of neither can I get neither, this concept of the way we conduct ourselves with midas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will apply the same and similar midas to helping us. It's a tremendous, tremendous chus that we have. It's an opportunity that we can do so much for Tikkun HaMidas. And the truth of the matter is, there's a very interesting Sefer HaChinuch on that Avraham Avinu with the Akedah. It's not on Rosh Hashanah, but it's on the mitzvah, I think in Parshas Bahar, of Tkiyah Shefer B'Yom Kippur De'Yovel. And over there he contrasts the Tkiyah Shefer on Rosh Hashanah, which he doesn't say by Rosh Hashanah, to the Tkiyah Shefer on Yom Kippur De'Yovel. He says, by Rosh Hashanah, the idea is to remember Akedah Yitzchok. Unetzayer Beinu Ke'ilu Hikravnu, our child on the Akedah, we should picture in our minds as if did Akedah Yitzchok, and we will be Zeche B'din on Rosh Hashanah because of that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to not only take the Kvisha of Avraham Avinu, Kimo Shekovash Avraham Avinu, Ken Yichbishu Rachamecho, but even the tempt, the thought, the what they call in science the guided image, myself doing an Akedas Yitzchok to my son, being koivesh merachamim to do the Rotzon Hashem. Hashem is machash shiva. It has the koyach of mida keneged mida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, Yinizke, the Chinuch Loshon is, will be Zakai Bedin because of that effort that we made to imagine ourselves being Kodesh. That's the power of Kvishas HaMidas. That's the power of Mida Keneged Mida. That's the Hatova that Hashem is constantly ready to bestow on Klal Yisrael in the schus of our Shmiras development or shmiras or conducting ourselves with these midas. So I think that what at this time it could be very appropriate, and at all times it's extremely appropriate to start putting, if we don't already, and if we do already, maybe to add additional effort and additional emphasis on tikkun midas. It's so significant. It's so important. It's the purpose of this, so the foundation of the mitzvahs that we do, Reb Chaim Vital says. The Goyin says, Loma lo chayim if he's not doing tikkun amidus. And it may very well be, as the Sifri said, that we will be zeicha, that because, how does the Pasuk say again, how the Sifri learned, those that will be called in the name of Hashem, they will escape. They will take refuge, and Bez Hashem, that the commitment to Tikkun HaMidos and the efforts for Tikkun HaMidos, the penetration that these efforts will in some level of a accomplishment for us, for our families, and for all of Klal Yisrael, that we should see Bikorov Mamish, the end to this terrible, terrible efor, the terrible suffering, the tragedy, the illness, the pain, the yisoyim and al here, the numbers just in certain local areas alone are mind-boggling. We should be zeicha through our efforts at Tikkun HaMidos to bring about we should be nimlat from this tzora, and we should be zeicha that as the pasuk concludes and says, v'hoye kol asher yikra b'shem Hashem yimole ki b'hartzino Yerushalayim will be a place of refuge, kasher omer Hashem, as Hashem has promised, uvasridim asher Hashem koirei, and in those survivors of these tzoras that Hashem calls, may we be zeiche bikorov to the arum askera and to the bias HaMoshiach b'mheiru b'yameinu amen.
Hey, I'm muted, everyone.
Okay. If any, and feel free to disagree. Well, we'll see what happens anyway. All of a sudden, it's mute again. Okay.
Which mida? Rabbi Kahn, which mida? If a person has the work you say he should start with?
Well, I think that those decisions are usually dual, and that's the type of thing that a person together with his Rebbe comes to some sense of the criteria should be something where it's the need is serious, but at the same time, the ability and opportunity to see accomplishments are realistic. We can become encouraged by the tikkun that he sees. If you don't see, you know, I tell people that do cheshbon hanefesh, it's very important if you're writing down the things that you do wrong, make sure you write even more things that you do right, because we need constant encouragement to continue the process. So I think that's something, but I would say something else, that today, in the matzav that we're in today, that when so much opportunity for expanding the midas harachamim, and so much opportunity for expanding the Midas HaChesed, that maybe this is a unique opportunity, even, and that's certainly not for me to say, that this is the message that we're supposed to get, that I don't know anything about. But Lemaisa, such a, you know, you hear about suffering. Stop to think about it. Take a look. Look at, I don't know, look at the pictures, or make a picture, or hear about it. You know, you hear so many, well, how many Yisraimim? If the number is too big, then it's a statistic. But think about Yisraimim, a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 12-year-old, a boy, a girl, children in Shiduchim, no Parnosa, an Almono who herself may be sick, and she has to now go out, and she's still so many kids, and this, and people in the hospital, people that are in the hospital, respirators, they can't even have a family member there. They don't, the family gets a call once a day, maybe bechesed, I mean, twice a day to find out what's doing. People that spent all alone, not just because they're single and all alone, but because their spouse was in the hospital, and for 3 days they didn't even know what was going on over there. Just picture the detail. I often like to say, Chazal say that the Sefer Rachmonim by Shonim Doin Lechasu. And sometimes you look around and you think, are we such Rachmonim? I don't know. Such Goyim Lechasodim? Do we have Busha? Probably not. Hold on. The Pshat is Poshim. Simonim of B'nai Avram Avinu, unless we're not Jewish, then we have that in us. Of course. When we hear a story, we try to get over with it. It's a couple of bucks and leave me alone because I don't want to feel the focus. Let the rachamim pour forth. You know, as it says, we say in davening, Hatov ki lo yicholu rachamecha. Hashem never withholds his rachamim. He doesn't withhold the rachamim. The rachamim is always there. Hashem, and by Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi says, by both, that in Shmois, in the beginning of Sefer Shmois, that they have to focus. Hashem has to focus, I assume, because sometimes that Kavi Yochol sends the message, the only way he can cope is by not paying attention. That's why we say, Ochreinu, remember us. Why could he forget? No, but he has to cope. We should understand how painful it is for him. However, that is Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayar b'siv loisam, and non liboy ve'eino, eino ve'liboy lirois b'siv loisam. That we have an opportunity now. There's so much of that going on. And it's so close to home. And it's so hard to ignore. And there's so much time that we're sitting alone, the victims of, even on a lower level, of this terrible saga. So I think the chesed and rachamim might be a very good place to start, because we have a lot of support in that area.
Hi, Cohen.
Yes.
Let me answer the kasha that he had on the story with the Tana, who was supposed to be killed. He was supposed to get the din. He was supposed to pass away. Why did Mario Mendoza?
The Amori. Yeah. So I say like this. There's a shikul. A person has mitzvahs and averus. And mavra la midos are part of the shikul. That's true. But he must, why, I don't know. He's a great person. But he must have been in a situation that everything was said and done. With the midos on the scale, it still was letzad chiyuv. And he was mechuyev misa. It didn't help him in terms of its etzem value. Is the etzem, the mitzvah points that you get for that were not enough to outweigh all the that he had on the other side. But there's a special, that's why I call it an entitlement. It's not a first hadin. You know what an entitlement is? An entitlement is something that you it's coming to you, but you didn't earn it. You deserve it, but you didn't earn it. The government gives out entitlement programs, but I qualified because I was poverty level, because I was certain this, I was certain that. So here too, weeks vitur of meat shows is the power of midas, that here a person can be with the mechuyev misa, but because he's a mavra al midosov, there's no way in the world. Kodesh Baruch, that's the lashon I think of the Gemara. Kodesh Baruch said, no, we can't do it to him. He cannot be taken to task for this because he has this special category, which is akin to the same idea that Rabbi Yisrael said about the Avinu Malkeinu.
And Rabbi Cohn, I have a question, like how come the Midas Adin first kicked in and then you had the Midah Kemidah come in later? Does it have to be invoked? I mean, how did Rabbi Cohn answer that question? It seemed like, you know, Rabbi Ford, Rabbi Cohn was saying, why did the Mora get sick to begin with? Special track. So does it have to be invoked?
No. I don't know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu invokes it. In other words, it's like this. Even though with this Midah, I still have so many Averas that tip the scale in the other direction, but there's another rule. After the din is over, the din is gepaskin. Now it's a question of you are chayiv misa. You can't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's a maver al midas. Sorry, we have to be maver. There's a special. That's why I call it. It's an outside program of entitlement to a maver al midas. That's the idea. In other words, it's the same thing Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says. They're both equal in tzidkis. He was following his Rebbe, he's following his Rebbe. But there's a thing in the world called Midah Kenayin Midah. And if I have this Midah, then that takes over. Even if in Tzchusim it doesn't got so much on the other side, and it does better than the next guy, but I cannot be ignored.
I thought Rabbi Cohn was answering also that why doesn't the kick into the track? I got that. But Lamais, the bottom line, he was on the deathbed. We don't know that.
I don't know why. Rabbi
Cohn was getting out. Okay.
I guess he has enough on the other side that it didn't
kick and run away, whatever. But like,